Welcome to the Dieter Mellhorn Fishing Podcast. Whether you like to fish, enjoy talking about fishing, or just enjoy the fishing lifestyle, this is the podcast for you. So go grab yourself a cold drink or a hot cup of coffee, sit back, start tying up some fishing rigs, and enjoy the show. Well, hello, folks, and welcome to the Dieter Mellhorn Fishing Podcast. I hope you're having a good day, whatever day it is that you happen to be listening to the show. If you're a new listener, somebody that just showed up, thank you for stopping by and checking it out. I'm getting more and more new folks checking out the podcast. And if you're a regular listener, welcome back. Thanks for staying in for the ride. Any of you guys, if you want to contact me, give me information, give me tips, give me feedback, give me ideas, go to my website, DieterMellhornFishing.com. There's a contact section on there. You can send me an email. I love getting emails from people. I get a lot of ideas for the show from you guys and the feedback that I get from you. So I appreciate it. There's also links to my YouTube channel. Some of the new folks that are discovering the podcast do not even know I have a YouTube channel, which is where all this spun off from. So yeah, YouTube channel, there's probably, I don't know, 600-700 videos on there about fishing. And there's also links to my guide service. I'm a licensed captain here in the Carolinas, doing guided trips in just outside of Charlotte on the Catawba River chain of lakes. And it's also links to the gear that I use. People always ask about that. I got links to all that on the website, DieterMellhornFishing.com. So enough of that. Let's get on to something that, depending on when this podcast comes out, there may or may not be a video up. I think there will be a video up at that point. But anyway, it's this fishing reel that was sent to me to try out. I get people that will send me stuff. I get people that will send me products. I've got my P.O. box address on the website, and it's also in the link in my videos, where if you got something you want me to demo to try, I'll try it out. Sometimes it's sinkers, sometimes it's hooks, sometimes it's lures, floats, all kinds of stuff. And I've basically tried some stuff out. People will try. If it's good and it's great and it's working, I'll tell the world about it. If it's not working, I'll quietly let you know you probably need to improve this or improve that. But occasionally, I get some really, really amazing stuff. And that's what this podcast is about. It's basically about this reel and really the difference between a number one top of the food chain reels and the lesser ones. And what happened was, this guy, his name is Cody, he sent me a reel. And he said, hey, I got a reel I want you to look at. I want you to try. Do a video on it. Get your feedback on it. So I said, cool, send it to me. I said, give me your address. I'll send it back to you when I'm done with it. And he said, no, I want you to keep it. I love your channel. Keep it as a gift. Just, you know, give a good review on it, or an honest review. So I'm thinking, who knows what he's going to send me. So he sends me this reel. Open the box up, and I look at it, and I'm like, and let's start by saying I own a lot of Abu Garcia fishing reels. I own a lot of my videos. I'm using other reels, but I own a lot of Abu Garcia fishing reels, a lot of 6500s. This was a 6500 like I have never seen before. It's solid mirrored chrome. I mean, it is just highly reflective, beautiful. Heavy. It's a 6500 CS rocket. Abu Ambassador stamped on the side, made in Sweden. You can see your face and shave by looking at the side of this thing, and it's that polished and pretty. Good loud clicker. That's it right there. Power handle. And it's beautiful. It's beautiful. He sent me this thing last year. It sat on my desk for several months. The one thing I wanted to take the time to fish with it, get a good review of it, and figure out how I wanted to approach it. Because I just want to give you the breakdown in the video of, you know, this is real, this is the drag, blah, 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 blah. I really want to take time, and I wanted to put this out during what I call the peak fishing time, which is now, coming into summer. Instead of putting it out in the winter where it may get buried and not served up by YouTube. So I waited, and Cody had hit me up a couple of times. Hey, did you get the reel? You still? And I said, yep. I said, I'm going to do it. I'm working on it, you know. Like a lot of products people send me, it may be a while before they ever see the light of day. But finally, I got this thing spooled up. The first thing I did was I put it on a scale because I noticed it was heavy. And I got a digital scale out here, and it weighs almost a pound. It's like a pound. It's like a gram from being a pound. And that's with no line on it. Weighed a regular Abu Garcia reel, and it's about almost 4 ounces less. So the build quality on this thing is amazing. The thing that makes this even more amazing, this reel, is what Cody did with it. He sent it to the guys at Pipeline Tackle. They are, and if you haven't heard of them, I've done a podcast with them before, and they've been in some videos. They're a fishing reel repair and tuning place down in Alabama. These guys are fishermen. They fish for catfish, but they started working on fishing reels, cleaning them. You can send one down there, I don't know, $25. Get it broke all the way down to every screw in it. They put it in a tank of solvent, an ultrasonic cleaner. It cleans the thing, breaks down all the grease, everything in it. And then they put the sucker back together with new grease, new lube, all that kind of stuff in it. And, you know, that's kind of their basic thing. But what they also do, they got some different levels of tuning that they will do on these reels. And you're asking, what do you mean by tuning? Well, in this one, Cody, the guy who sent me this reel is brand new, by the way. He sent it straight to Pipeline Tackle and said, do a super tune on it before I send it. And what this super tune is, they put, it's basically designed to increase the performance. It increased how far it will cast, increase how smooth it is, and increase the drag on it. They put new drag washers in there that will take the drag from about 15 to 20 pounds. And then they put in some ceramic bearings and stuff to make the casting just unbelievable. So anyway, I've got all this. And so this is like adding the pressure. I really got to see what this thing will do. So finally, you know, with everything going on with the guide trips and trying to get YouTube content out, I finally got out there a couple weeks ago. And like I said, had this thing spooled up and got to do some testing with it, casting. And when you see the video on YouTube, you'll see, man, this thing sings. The only thing slowing it down is the fact that it is a level wind reel. If you took the level wind off of it, that spool spin. Now, let me say this. When you see how fast that level wind goes back and forth, there's a reason they take those things off saltwater fishing with some of these big fish. It's amazing what they did to polish this thing to get it to fly back and forth as fast as it does. Casting was amazing. I dumped down to, there was probably, and I was throwing, I think, a 4 ounce weight. I was using one of my Hellcat rods, one of the Catch the Fever Hellcat medium action rods. A little heavier tip on it. Put a little more weight on it, about 4 ounces, and flung it. And there was probably, if you were going to put backing on a reel, a lot of times what you've seen me do in my videos, I'll put a bunch of line on a reel and then tie a knot and add a top shot of line to it, which is probably 3/4 of the spool of the reel. That's all that was left after the cast. There was about maybe 1/4 of the spool left on there. And that's casting with a 7'6" rod. And that's not really riding the tension or anything. That's just my redneck butt going out there and seeing how far I can cast it. Thing would go way further than I ever believed I could cast a reel. So thoroughly impressed with that. Messing around with the tension on a little bit, the breaking, and it's an amazing reel. Now, I'll tell you all this to set it up to compare it to some of the, I'll call them lesser reels, less expensive. And let me just back up. There's, and this is what I try to explain to people when it comes to these reels. People watch my videos, I mean, you know, using PC Fun reels, Catfish Pro reels, Slime Cat reels, a lot of different reels out there, and they all catch fish. You've never seen me throw a rod down and go, I can't catch a fish with this reel. But those reels are considerably less expensive when compared to this 6500 CS Rocket. The build quality is far superior. I mean, I'm not going to pull any punches here and blow smoke and tell you that a $79 reel is the same as one of these. And I've been honest with people on that from the beginning. It is not the same reel, but you're not paying the same price. And that brings me to the point that I was getting ready to make. This reel alone, just the reel, a little over $300. You add in the Super Tune process, which I think's $120 or something, you've got a reel that is going to be in the $450 range, okay? Visually, it looks different. Physically, it feels different. Price-wise, it's in another hemisphere as far as price goes. So, there is no real comparison, but there is a comparison. I mean, there's the reality comparison here of what's realistic. And what do you need? What do you not need? What do you really need? What do you want? What do you like? And that's where there's a lot of variables. One of these reels, yeah, I'd love to have a whole boat full of them. And I'd love to be sponsored by Abu Garcia and just fish, you know, chrome rockets. But the reality is, you don't need that reel to catch fish. Now, there's some benefits. Being able to cast like that. As I said in the video, me on the boat, it's not as big a deal being able to cast a long way as it is for some of you guys that are bank fishing. If you are somewhere bank fishing, the ability to cast a long way, in many instances, is a game changer for you. Now, sometimes it don't matter. Sometimes you're better off casting up and down the bank 20 feet from where you're set up at than chunking it out as far as you can. It makes a difference in those situations. And for some of the guys that would buy one of these reels, get it super tuned, they're guys who fish these carp lakes. They're pay lakes. They have competitive fishing tournaments there to where, you know, you've got a rope down the middle of the lake and you've got a area notched off that you're allowed to fish within, and maybe the closer you can get to that rope out in the middle, the better off you are. Those kind of situations, it may help you to have something like this. Some people, I think that's probably why Cody has one. He just likes them. You know, some people just like these reels. And listen, I ain't gonna lie to you. This is the sexiest reel I've ever had. It's beautiful. Like I said, it sat around for a long time. I didn't know what to do with it. My wife has given me a hard time because I didn't want to get it dirty. I didn't want to get catfish slime on it. But yeah, finally got it out. And beautiful reel. Sadly, I have not put it to the test on the drag. You can set these things up in here and put a scale on them and pull and all that kind of stuff. But nothing beats a big fish. I have caught a couple of fish on it. They were small fish. Didn't even test the drag. The plan is to take this thing down and, one, do some river fishing with it and some current, see what we can do that'll really pull on it, but also to do some saltwater fishing. I'm going to try to get on some bigger fish. Maybe some fish are slightly pushing these reels' limits, either some sharks, king mackerel, something bigger, just to see how this drag system performs in it. This upgraded drag is supposed to be super smooth and actually add more weight to what this thing will pull. But back to the point of the reels, the difference in the reels. And I tell people this all the time. I get the messages, you know, I'm thinking about buying whatever reel for $59. Is it as good as an Abu? And I tell every one of them, I'm honest with them. No, it's not as good. Will it catch fish? Yes, it will. Is it as good as far as build quality and everything that's in it and the value that you get from it? No. But you're paying a lot less money for one of those reels than you will an Abu Garcia or one of the high-end Pens or Daiwas or any of the other reels. These lesser reels, excuse me, are a good way to get introduced to using a bait caster. And for some of you guys that may only get to fish one or two weekends a month during the summer, unless you've got some disposable income, it's kind of crazy to spend $450, $350, $180 on a fishing reel. Now, the trade-off is the value. That reel is a reel that will last a lifetime. It is something that you legitimately can hand down to your kids and they can hand it down to their grandkids. It is that well built. And that's for all that. I'm not just talking about this CS Rocket here, but that's for any of the Abu Garcia reels. They're built extremely well, especially the ones that have the stamp on the side of them that say made in Sweden. They're really well built. Just, they're awesome. This one is a step above, but it's a good extreme comparison of just like, you know, a Ferrari to a Prius. Maybe a Prius is not a good choice. A Kia. Maybe a Kia is a better choice. Kia's making good cars now, but I digress. There is a difference. And you just have to decide where are you at? Are you just wanting to try out a bait caster? Because listen, you don't need bait casters to catch fish. You can catch all the fish you ever want to catch on a spinning rod, spinning reel. You don't need, a bait caster is not something you have to have. Why do I use one? Well, I do believe casting is better with it. I do believe that I can feed line off easier than I can with a spinning reel. Most spinning reels will put out, generally have more drag than a bait casting reel does. Some people can argue that running around the bail on there adds extra tension to it or whatever, but my point is you can catch fish on a spinning reel all day long. You can get some really nice spinning reels with a lot of drag for $65-$70. You don't have to have a bait casting reel, but there are some advantages to it. Casting probably being the biggest thing. That's one of the things I discuss in the video. You got to kind of decide where your place is, what you're doing, what you're thinking, what your mentality is, and they're not for everybody. And don't get locked into that thinking, man, I gotta have a bait caster. I watch all these YouTube videos and all those guys have bait casting reels. You catch all the fish you ever want to catch on spinning reels. So, but the biggest takeaway is there is a difference in quality. There is a difference in value. These reels, one of these Amber Garcia reels, it can be sent down to a place like Pipeline Tackle, and Corey and those guys have all the parts to replace anything that can break in here, and they have all the parts to upgrade anything that is in these reels. You get one of these lesser reels you got for $59. They may or may not have the parts for it. Most of the time, they can get the pawls and the worm gears. There's some places to get that kind of stuff. They can get it, but they may have to do some digging and ferreting around to make that happen. With the, Abu Garcia reels, the stuff's readily available. So that's one of the advantages of getting one of these things. But if you ever have the opportunity and you're looking to burn some money, and I'm holding this thing in my hand here, it's just going, I've already taken it off the boat. It's already back. I had to do some pictures for the thumbnail, so I had it back here in the studio and was, listen to that. Oh, it's a sweet sound. Had it back here in the studio doing some pictures for a thumbnail, and it's just like, man, I'm going to take it back fishing. I have not had it on any guide trips. If you book a guide trip with me, you'll need to specifically request that I put it on the boat. Pinky's back on the boat. That's usually the one that everybody wants to see is Pinky. Pinky's back on the boat. You'll have to specifically request that I bring this CS Rocket, because it is sweet. It's a sweet reel. But you guys just keep that in mind. I'm just trying to give you a little perspective on the whole gear thing. I know people can get, you can kind of, you know, some, you can get consumed by it, and you can get kind of distracted by it. Like, you got to have all the, stuff. And honestly, some people like to buy stuff, and that's cool too. I'm blessed that I live near a waterway and I can go fishing. I got a boat and I can go fishing anytime I want to. And that's a great thing. A lot of people don't have that opportunity, and they may be an hour, 2 hours from a good place to fish. So, a lot of while they love fishing, they almost have to live vicariously through their tackle and their gear and their stuff. And that's cool. It there's nothing wrong with that. It builds that love for the sport, because when you get out there, you're that much more jacked up and enthusiastic about being there. And that if you want to buy the stuff, that's cool. I'm just speaking to the people who may be new to it, that, sometimes it's almost like there's this fishing society pressure that gets put on you to, like, get all this stuff and do all this stuff. Relax. Get some stuff that you can afford. Save you money to buy gas to go fishing. Gas is expensive enough right now. So save you money so you can get some gas and go fishing, go to wherever you got to go. and put your money into that. And as you do it more and more, you know, getting some nicer stuff, you can do that. But the main thing is get out there and have a good time, catch some fish, be good stewards for the resource, share it with other folks. And that's the important takeaway. That's it for now, folks. We'll catch you out on the water.